It's 6:33. My alarm is buzzing like an angry hornet. I pull myself out of bed and throw on a pair of sweatpants flung onto a chair in my room and hastily put on some makeup. I grab two pieces of toast and I'm out the door. I'm not the only one that spends a grand total of 5 minutes getting up in the morning. When I enter my first period English class at 7:25, I see other kids slumped in their chairs that look just as grungy as me.
Everybody seems to be falling asleep, especially crashing around third or fourth hour.
When I get to school in the morning, I'm always really tired. I'm always kind of like, I just wish I could go back to bed and take a nap and sleep for a long time.
These students are struggling to stay awake in school, which isn't unusual. In a 2006 survey of 3,000 high school students in Rhode Island, Dr. Carscadon found that, on average, teens were just getting 7.3 hours of sleep each night. Only 15% of them were receiving 8.5 hours of sleep each night, and a whopping 26% were sleeping only 6.5 hours or less. How did we get this way? Well, the current school schedule may be partly to blame for this loss of sleep and lack of incentive in students. Here in Anchorage, the district school day begins at 7:30 for high school students, and that's not even including those who are taking zero-hour classes that begin at 6:30. The same study by Carscadon goes as far as to suggest that teens have a later sleep schedule and aren't capable of falling asleep until long after your average elementary school kids, and they still need 1 to 2 more hours snooze time. It's because of this that a 7:30 schedule may seem so preposterous. West teacher Brian Gaudreau, who also happens to be head of the science department, says that he's noticed this in his early morning students.
Well, it's not uncommon in high school for students to come in obviously physically low energy, and then sometimes that manifests itself in sleep interest right in class. I've had students come into class before it's begun and sit down and put their heads on their desks and fall asleep before the class has even started.
According to Gaudreau, students know how they are affected by sleep deprivation.
There isn't any question that it's detrimental, and the students themselves acknowledge that. Students acknowledge how tired they are. They acknowledge their inability to concentrate at various times. And they're fully aware of the problems associated with sleep deprivation, but they feel that it's the one thing that they can compromise to get all the other things done in their day that they want to get finished with.
Several ways to fix teenagers' growing sleep problems have been tossed around throughout the district. Some have suggested starting all schools later, while others believe that students would do better if the elementary school and high school schedules were switched, meaning that elementary school start at 7:30 and the high school wouldn't begin until 9. Many high schoolers complain that elementary school students have much more energy in the morning and would be less likely to feel the repercussions of waking up so early. Junior Stephanie Goddard is a prime example.
The thing about elementary school is you definitely don't have homework. And, you know, kids are already going to bed early at that age, so they could definitely get as much sleep as they need. High school kids, on the other hand, have so much homework from their individual classes that we do need the later start.
Goddard said an extra hour in the morning made a giant difference.
I had a free period last semester, and on Wednesdays I was able to sleep in till 8:30, and that was just great. Like, coming to school, it was such a big difference.
But some others disagree. Some parents have voiced their concern that because of a switch in schedules, elementary students would be left unsupervised at the end of the school day, whereas with the current schedule, older siblings are able to come home and watch them. Another complaint that surfaces, from students especially, is the one regarding after-school activities. Celine Damond, a junior at West, has her own thoughts about a schedule change.
I think it's a bad idea because I have so many things going on after school that if I got out at 3 or 3:30, I would end up having skiing till about 6:30 since the buses take so long to transport us. And I mean, then if I have a clarinet lesson or anything after 6:30, I mean, it'd just be really, really hard and I'd get even less sleep.
Again, Brian Gaudreau.
I think it would have a beneficial effect if we look only at what's going on with high school kids. I don't know if it adds up to something that the community is willing to do.
As of right now, a switch in the schedule doesn't seem to be a top priority on the district's agenda, so we students will have to continue to grin and bear it. But it's only 4 years, right? For At Me, I'm Sarah Perman.